These days, I can do anything from my phone. Book a vacation, order a meal from a five-star restaurant, buy and trade stocks. But maybe the most amazing thing I can do is make my dirty laundry disappear and then reappear perfectly washed and folded. I have Rinse to thank for that. I just schedule a pickup in the Rinse app or at Rinse.com. A Rinse valet comes to get my clothes, and before I know it, they're back, crisply folded and ready to wear. They even do dry cleaning, which is returned hanging in a nice Rinse garment bag. And with Rinse, my satisfaction is guaranteed. If for any reason I'm not happy, they'll re-clean my clothes for free. Best of all, Rinse saves me tons of time each week. That's time I get to do something I love versus something I have to do. So if you want to save loads of time by not doing loads of laundry, remember, there's an app for that. Rinse. Sign up now and get $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's Rinse.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello and welcome to Bend the Knee, a Song of Ice and Fire podcast. I am Sir Matt.
And I'm Sir Jimmy of House Nuts. Welcome to our Song of Ice and Fire book club. Today we are into some news. A lot going on in the Game of Thrones universe. HBO is no longer HBO Max. They did the right thing. HBO Max.
I know. That's the whole deal. It's ridiculous. Jesus. Have you seen the marketing campaigns for it? Where they're holding signs and it's like HBO Go, HBO Now. Remember those days? Those were dark. Bro. When you had to have one or the other.
We both hated the change to Max. And Conan O'Brien, who is a part of the network, was like, that's stupid.
I know. And now they're changing it back to Max. I will say, the logo, they're going back to just the black and white logo. Yeah. Although I did kind of like the purple. I just like purple. But
yeah, purple's my favorite color, actually.
So that's part of the news. The other part of the news is both House of the Dragon and the Dunkin' Egg Show have been delayed a little bit. I don't think it's as bad. I don't think it's like any bad reason. I think it's some sort of internal shuffling. And actually, some of the news I think actually might be good, depending on a few factors. So, So sort of the big news is, one, they're rebranding Max back to HBO Max, which you and I thought they should have done anyway. I mean, just from a search engine perspective, Jimmy, if you type in Max, you think that's as good as HBO Max? On the internet, so obviously not as good there, but we did just good news, and some of this is all happening. They had like their big like HBO investor day, kind of Warner Brothers investor day, everything, and apparently there was a trailer shown that we haven't seen yet of Dunkin'
I saw Egg. The title screen
we saw the title screen. And basically they said that it's going to be moved from, it was going to be fall this year, and it's now going to be winter, which is technically winter, like 2026, which means they have until March. Yeah, January, February, March to get Dunkin' Egg out. I'm not particularly worried by that. When I actually, before they announced House of the Dragon, I thought this might actually be a good thing, because now you'd be getting like maybe back-to-back House of the Dragon and Dunkin' Egg. If they're moving House of the Dragon back, I guess I'm kind of okay with that too, because it gives you a little more time for CGI budget. There's awards. I mean, obviously we want House of the Dragon next year, but if Dunkin' Egg is amazing and then we get House of the Dragon, maybe House of the Dragon might no longer be like summer. If it was supposed to be summer of 2026, then maybe you, or yeah, summer of next year, 2026, maybe now it's going to be like winter of 2027. So
is it confirmed that House of Dragon is delayed? I know a lot of people are saying it, but was it confirmed?
I thought it was. It's all kind of like happening right now, but I believe that House of the Dragon season three, I thought I saw that it was moved. I thought I saw
a lot of people saying that it might be, but I didn't see anything that was coming from HBO. I saw more of a buzz on social media about it than I did any of the official things. I'm actually kind of, Googling here just to see. And honestly, I don't see anything here that's saying.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. I thought I just saw that, but it could be. Anyway, we know for
speculating, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's all just happening.
Well, everyone's so kind of doomsaying about it. They're like, okay, must have been bad. That's why they're doing it, which I don't think.
I don't know. True. It might not be. Maybe you want to, if House of the Dragon does still come out next year, then it doesn't necessarily hurt anything because then you could have Dunk and Egg come out and then you can kind of piggyback off that into House of the Dragon. Maybe that could be part of it. We don't know. I'll get to the reason I actually think House of the Dragon is getting moved here in a minute. But you know, part of it could be, well, you want it to be in this fiscal quarter as opposed to this one. And maybe that can help boost your numbers because right now, you know, the big deal is Superman. That's kind of what feels like everything at Warner Brothers is kind of hinging on. And they have also just found new mega success in a TV show that I actually think is the reason House of the Dragon is getting moved, and that is
Night
of the Seven Kingdoms. Sorry, yeah. Yes, Duncan Egg. Yeah, the reason I think it's getting moved is because of The Pit, because The Pit is going to be coming out in January.
And wait, the second season?
Yeah, it's not going to be a like every so often. Oh, bro, dude, it's phenomenal. It's bro. So good.
All right, first off, the show is incredible. It's so good. But I was just talking to my wife last night. We're on episode 9 of 15. We, by the way, 15 episodes. Let's go. Let's get back to that. Remember premium TV being 15, 20 episodes? Anyways, I was talking to her and I was like, you know, this is the advantage. And we had been talking about the show delays. And I said, House of Dragon might get moved. And we were talking about how it's like a 3-year wait. And I'm like, you know, The Pit is pretty phenomenal. Like, honestly, one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. But it's like that show, I don't think can like wait like 2 or 3 years. The fact that you're telling me they're coming back in January, like that is what they need, you know? And also, by the way, that's going to keep subscribers. Like that's actually going to be good for the platform too.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I think because it's not a big like CGI budget styled, you know, show like you have in a sci-fi or a fantasy. I think it's probably much easier to have that be more often. It's a phenomenal, by just real quick, by the way, can we just gush about The Pit for a second? A phenomenal idea to have it be like one shift or every hour. So like you'll see something in an episode and it's just like a pass by thing. And then it comes back into play. It's just such a cool, unique. And I work in healthcare, you know, and my wife, you know, was an ER nurse and now she's in a different department, but she was an ER nurse for a long time. She didn't. So that's trauma specifically, which is like hardcore ER. The ER we have at the hospital we both work out now is actually not trauma, but she has worked trauma before. And so it's always fun with her because she's always like, oh, that's fake. Oh, that's real. She said it's one of the more realistic shows.
Yeah, I've heard it's sensationalized to a point. Obviously, it's television, so it should be. But I've heard it's pretty faithful. Here's my thing. I'm from Southwestern PA, the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah.
Dude, the amount of like little details that they go for. Like a guy had a giant eagle apron on in the waiting room for a half a second. I was like, giant eagle. Like I was like,
that's the grocery store,
you know? Like they mentioned Altius, which is a restaurant in Mount Washington that me and my wife's first Valentine's Day dinner was there in 2014 or 15. I can't remember which now, but Altius is mentioned and stuff. And I'm like, man, this show is so good. But you're right, Matt. There's not a ton of CGI. It seems like it's kind of one set for the most part, right? I'm sure they have like different sets for different rooms or whatever, but it is so much less of an effort to get the special effects done or whatever else. Now, here's the thing. Duncan Egg is being bumped. That part is absolutely confirmed at this point.
Right.
Don't you think Duncan Egg could be a little more like The Pit in its approach?
Yeah, where it's like one event. It is.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll get to it. So a couple things. One of them, I think the Pit coming out in January, they're like, hey, this show's like our big show. Maybe they were planning on originally having them come out at the same time, because a lot of times you have multiple shows at once. And maybe now they have seen the success of that show and they're like, actually, we don't want these shows on top of each other. Because I'm sure before the Pit came out, they were expecting Dunkin' Egg, because it's the next Game of Thrones show. I mean, that's like the cream of the crop, right? Mm-hmm. To be like, oh, you know, this is the show. So maybe they're like, hey, actually, now we have two potential hits on our hand. The other thing is with Dunkin' Egg being moved to, say, March, maybe it's because they believe in it enough to say, we want to have more footage of it in our Super Bowl trailer. If they do a Super Bowl, like, here's everything that's on HBO Max,
yeah,
you know, again, and it'll be like, oh, this is actually the next show that's going to be, because even if people now, you just see a lot of trailers and stuff get dropped like on the Super Bowl, like even if they just drop them to YouTube and everything, because everyone, like, it doesn't have to be a commercial that actually airs during the Super Bowl. And now it's just become a day when trailers and commercials and all sorts of stuff just gets dropped all at once. You know, like, it used to be like Comic-Con. Well, now it's also, the Super Bowl has also kind of become that. So maybe that's like, hey, it could get more buzz and things like that, because it seems like it was supposed to come out like late this year, like December or whatever. And I would have to imagine that if the Pit is coming out in January, they're moving it after the Pit. So it's going to be more like February, March, not November to January.
And let's look at it this way as well. Like, 2026 could be just gearing up for 2026, where it'll be like, this is a year we expect the big time growth, right? For subscriptions and everything. And imagine, you know, you have the Pit, which is a huge success. And then I'm sure there's other stuff coming on HBO that's going to be big next year. But then you have Dunkin' Egg, which should do reasonably well. And then House of the Dragon season 3, if it isn't delayed. I'll be honest, I think it is going to get delayed personally. I think it probably will. They ended up shooting a little bit later than we thought they would, like started filming, I think, in April, right? But regardless, let's just say House of the Dragon were to come out in 2026. That's a pretty absurd year for the platform.
Huge. Yeah. Plus all the DC stuff. Cause I think DC, they've started doing a bunch of Peacemaker content. We know the Harry Potter show. I don't know how far away that is.
Yeah.
Or if it's going to be good.
2027, I think, is what I saw for that.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's going to be good, to be honest, but I'm sure it will do numbers. But you know, we know we're getting, the more I see of Superman, the more I think it's gonna be big. And then Peacemaker's coming, so we know there's other DC stuff. So if they can get that kind of ramped up again, because the Penguin was, I think, really a kind of surprise hit. I think it was bigger than they thought it would be. So you have that coming out as well. But the big deal about the Pit, and I actually think this could be like House of the Dragon, there's never a chance for this, but Dunkin' Egg, maybe, because we've talked about the tone about it. Maybe season 2, they look at how well this does, is the Pit is actually going to get syndication on TNT. They are going to. Yeah, they're going to have to cut a lot of it out, a lot of blood and stuff like that. But they said they're going to do a edited run of it on TNT.
Man, like the old ER days. Okay, so you're thinking that maybe Dunkin' Egg could be.
Well, I think that might be something they want to look at because I think the Pit will do well on TNT, where you can just watch it on cable. It seems like that, you know, that type of show could do well on cable. And
you can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Maybe Dunkin' Egg season one they can't because there's too much in it. We don't know. We haven't seen it yet, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, Game of Thrones could never be like on just like it's way too adult and graphic for that. But we've talked about Dunkin' Egg as well. And if that's the case, then maybe if the pit does well there, then they look at like, because actually season two of Dunkin' Egg could be,
it's pretty tame. It's pretty tame.
I mean, even season one, season three, yay, there's a little more nudity involved, you know, and stuff like that. But I don't know. It all depends. The tone of Dunkin' Egg itself is much lighter to begin with.
Yeah, it is, but also HBO took Game of Thrones, right? We should just say A Song of Ice and Fire, which is, it's grim, it's graphic, the books are, but HBO took it even further. So I do wonder, like, are they really going to keep that lighter tone for Dunkin' Egg, or are they going to, like, HBO it up? Which, honestly, I don't have the biggest issue with, depending on what it is. Like, I've already talked about it at length, but I hate the Sansa changes. That was shit.
Yeah, but like, it was, I know. It's
them
hard.
Bringing in like boobs doesn't bother me. Like, I know some people are like, oh, of course there's naked people. I'm like, I don't really care.
I know. It
doesn't bother me at all. But
yeah, I don't know. It's the hard thing about it now is it's a different company.
It is. That's true.
It's a totally different company now, because that was like when HBO originally came, that was like Time Warner when it was its own thing.
Yeah.
Before AT&T got in on it. And then now you have Discovery Channel that's essentially running the show, and they're way more tame, right? So,
yeah.
And I think they're really looking to like maximize every product that they absolutely to pinch every penny that they can out of something. So I don't know. I mean, it's hard because do you lose the, if you make it, I don't know. It's also just kind of tame to begin with. Like the context of it. That's one of the reasons I like it.
Yeah, I don't think it needs it, by the way. Like, I'm not saying it'd be a better show or anything, but I just, you know, HBO does things sometimes that are wild. Let me give you the pessimistic take, though, that I keep seeing all over. And this is where that whole, like, House of Dragons going to get delayed, you know, kind of pitchfork raising started coming from, is people are saying that most likely, and, you know, I don't think there's any real basis for this, but maybe I'm wrong. The pessimistic take is that Dunkin' Egg is being pushed because most likely the executives have seen it and they want them to reshoot it because they're not happy with it. What do you think of that?
I don't know. It's if I knew there wasn't a bunch of other good stuff coming out on HBO, then yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of good stuff coming, like Peacemaker's coming. The Pit season two is coming. To me, it feels more likely that they're pushing it to give it. Because they kind of announced it at like their like investor day or whatever. So yeah. that to me signifies more confidence. Of like a belief in it, because now you can push it after you can heavily promote it.
Yeah, I think that for me. So I guess here's the thing is people are saying that as if it's a death sentence for the show, but let's just say it were the case. Isn't that a good thing to like go back and reshoot and try to get a perfect product? Like, isn't that better?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think reshooting is the worst thing in the world, I guess. Is like,
no, there's a lot of things.
House of Dragons done it. Game of Thrones has done it.
Everybody does it.
Everybody's done it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, you know, they're because of the rebrand, you have to look at the rebrand. Like now they're relaunching it. And don't you want to stack as much good content into it as you can?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, George has said, like, I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Well, George, I don't know, man.
Right.
Know.
When is the HBO Max rebrand happening?
Now, if that were to launch at the beginning of the year, I would say that would make a whole lot of sense for sure. But I do think that it's pretty clear that the strategy is going to be changing and they're going to be moving things. And like, let's be honest, like economically things aren't great right now. So I think people are trying to plan out their next moves and continue to be viable. It actually could be as simple as like budgeting for marketing. Like it could be that simple. They might need to pull back.
It could be.
It's just such a large operation. It's hard to put on, but yeah, I saw so many people running with it, you know, to say this show was doomed or whatever. And, you know, House of the Dragon now is going to be a 3-year break. I will say this, Matt. I am not one of these people who are like, if the show takes 3 years, I'm done with it. I'm not going to watch it. Of course I'm going to watch it. I have 8 hours when it comes out. Like, but I do believe that it doesn't help the show necessarily. I don't think it's a great thing. Now,
no, it certainly doesn't.
I think if a show is good enough, it won't matter. I think that's not the most unreasonable take, but it does make one wonder if these television companies should be potentially looking for more pits rather than the next Game of Thrones. Because if you can put out something yearly, like no one's really doing that right now. Like I'm talking about like premier great shows.
Right. I'm sure not like
someone's going to have an example.
TV sitcoms and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So like now let's like peel back that it has to be this big spectacle, but it could be like a premier television show that happens to also be, you know, relatively cheap comparatively to like something like House of the Dragon to make. And I also wonder, are there fantasy and sci-fi stories that could be told that are a little bit quieter, that are a little bit more contemplative, that are more dialogue focused? Me and you have said it numerous times on the podcast about how Game of Thrones each season, you could tell the reception got worse and the dialogue shrank and it became more about the special effects. And I don't think that's a coincidence at all. And another thing, Matt, everybody wants like that big next Game of Thrones. You got Stranger Things, Wheel of Time, Rings of Power.
Yeah.
Insert whatever you want here. The Marvel movie, Star Wars, whatever. All of that has now backed up this pipeline of like the people who do these amazing things to make these shows. There's only so many of them. And that's why, you know, sometimes these shows are going to end up taking 3 years outside of the fact that they're filming multiple locations, huge cast. All these special effects, the people who work on these things, whether it be CGI or whether it be actually on the set, you know, there's only so many people. And if every show is demanding that they want that, that's where it gets backed up. So we'd almost be better off with a little less, like more Pit, little less Wheel of Time.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, I think that there's definitely ways, there's shows that works on, and there's shows, you know, that do it. And that's why you see a lot of, you know, like sitcoms. It all just depends. Like they don't have like crazy big budgets and, you know, mm-hmm. writing room that takes forever and stuff like that, unless they've been doing it forever. Like, you know, like a South Park. I mean, you know, like it's like now every season of that show is like 2 episodes, but they've been doing it for like 30 years. I mean, at this point, like, you know, what else is there to write? I mean, you know, it's like, I'm sure they get, you know, they get burned out. One of my favorite sitcoms ever, like Curb Your Enthusiasm. I mean,
yeah.
He took like a 7-year break because he's like, Larry David was like, I don't know, I need a break, man. And then he just brought it back and it worked. I mean, so yeah, I mean, it all comes down to the writers and everything. And it's just hard. It's because everyone has these big budget shows and you're trying to capitalize on everything where, you know, you have to make it bigger and better than everyone else. So that's why it takes so long. I'm reading some of the comments and stuff people are saying, and really moving, some people are saying that, yeah, I think you're right, maybe House of the Dragon is getting delayed, and then that's what you're going to do here is you're going to fill the void. It's actually Dunkin' Egg getting delayed isn't that big of a deal because it's a new show, right?
Yeah,
it's not like season 2 of that show is getting delayed where people are anticipating and waiting. It's so much easier to move a show that's in its first season because you haven't seen it yet. You don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know if it's going to be good or not than it is to move a show that hasn't had, you know, like House of the Dragon. It's much worse to move its season if they have to, mm-hmm. because then it's like, season 3 is on its way out, but it's like, it's been so long since I watched the last one. Do I need to rewatch it? You know, you lose interest.
There's a bit of a inner.
I mean, there's tons of shows that I've like been like, I watched the first 2 seasons, the third one comes out, and you're like, whatever.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's my MO. You know how many shows I've stopped that like last episode I just don't watch? But that's more of a me problem probably than the actual climate that we're in. There is a bit of a competition between the two shows, by the way. Like I think online, strictly online, I think there's a lot of people riding with Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, mainly because George is backing it and is now completely radio silent about House of the Dragon. Like he clearly I mean, let's be honest, he doesn't like House of the Dragon. So
right,
I feel like there is a lot of people kind of riding for one or the other, which is weird it being in the same universe. So them coming out in the same year would be odd. Like it would definitely spark a lot of like, let's compare these things and which one's the best, which is on its face pretty harmless, but I could see it getting toxic pretty quick.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, that's so it's all kind of still happening. And yeah, like, I guess you're right. I guess there is nothing. I saw some people retweeting, like some people saying,
oh, I know, man. It like got to the point where like it almost felt confirmed. And actually, I won't be surprised. If we post this on YouTube, there'll be people come in and comment and be like, it's for
it
sure.
It has for sure. Yeah. But as we're recording this,
yeah,
I guess maybe it's not 100%
asterisk that it. I mean, I don't think it's unrealistic. I think it probably will happen, but it's just not confirmed at the time of us filming this.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, with that, that is it for some of this news today. I'm not worried about it. If anything, I think it signifies confidence in Dunkin' Egg.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about maintaining employment. I'm not going to fret over.
Yeah, you got
3 months.
Yeah, you got other stuff to worry about.
Like for me, I'm just like, as long as it comes out, I'll be pretty happy to turn off my brain for an hour, right?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Hey, with that, as always, thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember that winter is coming.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.